Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Saddam. Happy birthday, insane world leader.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Mother, you've smashed all your ornaments. I thought this was supposed to be my birthday.
Yes, Saddam, you've accomplished a lot this year with your domination of exactly half the world. It was confirmed at exactly 50% by CNN yesterday. Also, I'm in the mood to celebrate because I've landed a post at the Iraqi God Channel as a voiceover woman. Right now, I'd like to congratulate you on your 47th birthday. Three cheers for Saddam!
Hip hip hooray!
Oh, you've got a lot of friends here today, Saddam.
Oh, the comrades. Oh, well, I put an order around Baghdad stating a threat of death for any Iraqi comrade who wasn't here this afternoon to cheer me on.
Oh, well, you like your presents. Here you are, birthday imbecilic son.
Mother, what the fuck is this? You shouldn't have a PC.
Yeah, it's a 386 state-of-the-art. It cost me 80 points.
Ooh, 2X CD-ROM and a 256 colour display, 200 megabyte hard drive and 1 megabyte of RAM. Soon I would know how to do without.
The man who sold it to me said he would.
Yes, I would like to thank you for this birthday surprise, but I have one of my own. I have seen better PCs on teeth. So I'm going to have to decline.
You're very inconsiderate, tyrannical son.
Yes, but I know a little bit about computers, Mother. But I have to admit it is good for some things, like playing interactive games from the 50s. But on second thoughts, maybe not. I have a use for it. Operation Launch.
You haven't opened my present yet, Saddam.
Ooh, a space shot.
Yes, it's an orbit sender, an invention of the Secret Service. It sends items into outer space with spectacular force.
But I need something to put in it. Oh, of course.
Why are you going to the back garden, Saddam? It's midnight. There isn't a PC under your arm, is it?
No, of course not. It's just a very big calculator. Okay, Mr. Dodd, we're in the back garden. Have we got the trajectory for the moon? Yes, but with a better petrol out of my car, or rather my oil refinery, I can get this piece of shite to the moon.
It won't fit down the tube of the orbit sender.
I'll make it fit down. Ugh! You didn't have to stamp on it. Use that trespassing at the fence. Guards, do your job. Don't worry, Saddam. We're only the brothers of Storm. Well, what do you want? You do realize you're facing execution for coming within 100 feet of a powerful leader. Well, we want to help, see? Ironically, it is convenient for me to believe you, but we are launching the piece of crap in the space shot.
Ready for ignition.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off! But the PC is still here. Only the monitor is 18,000 miles above the Earth. Yes, it wouldn't all fit on. Brothers of Storm! Brothers of Storm! Get to work, boys! I'm wearing a spike in my boot.
And I've bought a chainsaw.
Excellent. Here, get the case open. That chainsaw sounds rusty.
That's a very small hard drive.
What's this? 1 megabyte of RAM and a floppy disk drive that still takes 5 1/4 inch? Oh, wait a minute. This equipment won't be good enough. Well, I've got a hammer.
But we chipped in on a keyboard yesterday.
I've got something better still. Do not carry in small pockets. Do not drop. Death will occur. High-grade Semtex.
Here you are. Line it round the case.
Everybody, get back. About a mile back. Are you sure this is safe? No.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That should be the end of that PC. In space. Sir, I don't want to be fired or anything, but I've got something to report.
What the frickin' frick do you want? I'm floating around here.
It seems we, are about to crash into a computer monitor that says, happy birthday, Saddam, around the case.
Oh!